Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 652. Visible translated text is as follows. And the man who I afterwards found out was Detective Black hung his head and didn't say anything. Now, at this point, these two witnesses, Mr. Rogers and Mr. Black, differ with me on the place where the conversation occurred. I say, to the best of my recollection, it occurred right there in the house in front of my wife. They say it occurred just as I left the house, in the automobile. But be that as it may, this is the conversation. They asked me, did I know Mary Fagan? I told them I didn't. They then said to me, didn't a little girl with long hair hanging down her back come up to your office yesterday sometime for her money? A little girl who works in the tipping plant? I says, yes, I do remember such a girl coming up to my office that worked in the tipping room, but I didn't know her name was Mary Fagan. Well, we want you to come down right away with us to the factory. And I finished dressing. And as they had said they would bring me right away back, I didn't have breakfast, but went right on with them in the automobile, made the trip to the undertaking establishment very quickly. I mean, they made the trip downtown very quickly and stopped at the corner of Mitchell and Pryor Streets, told me they were going to take me to the undertaker's first, that they wanted me to see the body and see if I could identify the little girl. I went with them to the undertaking establishment, and one of the two men asked the attendant to show us the way into where the body was. And the attendant went down a long, dark passageway with Mr. Rogers following. Then I came, and Black brought up the rear. We walked down this long passageway until we got to a place that was apparently the door to a small room, very dark in there. The attendant went in and turned on the electric light, and 318.